Welcome back to this special edition of The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141, Election Day in America. I'm Harold Fisher. Let's take a quick look at our weather. Now, tonight, it'll be dry for any last-minute evening voting. Lows ranging from the mid-40s to the low 50s. Now, tomorrow morning, we're going to have some rain, and it could be very early in the morning, pre-dawn, actually. But then for the rest of the day, partly cloudy with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Well, coming up, your voice, your vote for the main event, Election 2016. The lines are open. We're talking about it. Commentary, analysis, and results. They're starting to come in, and we'll talk about it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Insight is next.
I'm Daisha Smith.
And I'm Christina Spicer.
And we are your hosts of Internal Affairs,
where you get a window into the minds of college students.
On Fridays at 11 a.m., we'll be giving you a taste of what the college experience is really about.
What they don't show you in the brochure or tell you on the campus tour.
From the trials to the triumphs, Internal Affairs has you covered.
Be sure to tune in to HUR Voices every week for intriguing discussions.
Produced by Howard University student-run radio station WHBC.
For Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices.
Hi, this is Lorna Newton from The Connection. The Howard University Radio Network presents The Artist Lounge, a digital autobiography of music makers who entertain us in their own words. It's The Artist Lounge, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, inside The Connection, right here on Sirius XM, Channel 141, HUR Voices. The Artist Lounge is brought to you by HD Radio. Get the full HD Radio experience at hdradio.com.
Hello, Blues fans. I'm Ed Williams, the host of Blues on Blues. And every week, Jessica Sturgis and I create a tapestry of jazz and blues and rhythm and blues and gospel just for you. We invite all friends of a blues to join us as we talk with real blues artists, introduce you to blues hits new and old, and give you a taste of history. Sound good to you? Then tune into Blues on Blues every Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Hey, family, what's happening? This is your man, Bobby Gales, and I invite you to join me for the New Artist Feature, where I'll be putting the spotlight on new and upcoming artists from all over the world. Now, whether they play jazz, hip-hop, gospel, or R&B, this is the platform for them to shine. So tune in Thursday afternoons at 12 and again on Saturday mornings at 11:30. It's the New Artist Feature right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
From A Tribe Called Quest to The Roots, Queen Latifah to Missy Elliott, Goody Mob to Wale. It's a show wrapped in a culture called hip-hop. Every Saturday and Sunday from midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern, it's The Takeover. The Takeover is a progressive hip-hop show with a hint of R&B. It's a party every weekend on your radio. The Takeover, weekend starting at midnight on Sirius XM, Channel 141, HUR Voices.
Hi, I'm Javon Harley, your travel pro with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices. Join me every Saturday at noon Eastern Time for the style and culture of travel. Join Club Culturati and connect with me on social media at travelingculturati.com.
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR. This is a special edition of the Insight segment, Election Day in America, your voice, your vote. This is the main event. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about it tonight. bringing you the latest updates in the presidential election, as well as all of the down ballot updates and issues. My guests are Dr. Niambi Carter, political science professor here at Howard University, Brandon Cooper, vice chair, Prince George's County Republican Central Committee, and WHUR news reporter Bramante Bryant. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Looking to hear from you tonight. Also on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or H Fisher WHUR. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for coming in. Exciting night ahead of us already. We are getting some results. Hillary Clinton taking the state of Vermont and Donald Trump taking Indiana and Kentucky. So far, 2-1. The Republicans are ahead. Brandon, your thoughts?
No surprises there. I think we expected those to fall in those categories. I think what we look for the rest of the night would be Florida. I think if Clinton wins Florida, a game over for Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump wins Florida, particularly how much margin it is, it can kind of give us a forecast of how long we'll be up tonight looking for the rest of the states to come in.
Okay. Dr. Carter, Vermont, no surprise there?
No. I mean, Vermont has been a faithful Democratic state since we can remember. I think Indiana with Pence's influence, I mean, that was no surprise there. So this is eventful so far.
But I'll be surprised to find out how the Senate race in Indiana is going, because Evan Bay is running against, I forget the name of the Republican candidate, but that one hasn't been announced yet, so we'll be seeing.
Yeah, and Bay has been there for a long time.
And he started with a big lead. They recruited by in Indiana, right? Former governor, former senator from Indiana. But about midway through that campaign, he lost that lead. And I think that's surprising to many, that by they thought that would be a lock for a Democratic seat.
I'm originally from Ohio, and the reason is because he haven't spent much of the last couple of years in Indiana. And
well, I think that's the criticism. I think that worked against him in the campaigning against him there.
Yeah, so let me ask, what should we be looking at right now as some polls are beginning to close here on the East Coast? Obviously, D.C. and Maryland, particular to this area, still just about 37 minutes before the polls close in Virginia. If you're still standing in line, you can vote. But I spoke to a friend of mine about an hour ago, and she was telling me that she was driving down from New York to make sure that she had a chance to vote, and she got in and got out in less than 15 minutes. So, you know, what's happening in this area? Big deal tonight for the D.C. Metro?
Big deal in the sense that I think people are excited about voting. I think people want to be a part of this election. In terms of what the results are going to be, I don't know if there are going to be any big surprises either in D.C. or Maryland. So,
Virginia's too close to call, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, if I'm right, Obama won it twice. So it'd be interesting to see where that falls. I've been all day earlier today at the polls in Maryland working on a local issue, Question D. Anyone needs to vote right now, please vote no on Question D. It's a bipartisan issue. Even Democrats are with us on no on Question D. But anyways, I was there all day today, and one thing that I noticed was that it seems that a lot more people voted early. And that we weren't sure whether or not those are new voters or people who usually vote on election day who are simply voting early. And from my experience today at the polls, I think people are just voting early. And so we had less than I expected today. Not so much as a turndown, people are voting more early.
But I think what's interesting in Virginia, though, but Hillary Clinton had about a 6-point lead right in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And also,
According to
the polls. And actually, that congressional race, you know, may dictate, too. It could be a bellwether of how things go. Barbara Comstock and Lou Anne Bennett, and where that race will go. I mean, Comstock is the incumbent, but Lou Anne Bennett is within about a point or two. Mm-hmm. So I think how that race goes, I don't know if I would say that's how Virginia would go. I mean, you've got a Democratic governor and Terry McAuliffe, former DNC chair. So he's right in Clinton's hip pocket. So he's going to be supporting them. I know it's gone Obama the last two elections, but that's still fairly new, you know, in
also
a two election cycle.
And Hillary Clinton's vice president.
Absolutely.
Hold on one second.
Because Northern Virginia is different.
Right.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I would like to hear what your experiences have been today. If you voted today, whether it's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Have you experienced any problems? Or maybe it was smooth sailing, but definitely like to hear what your experiences are. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, this is the main event, Election Day in America. So give us a call and talk to us about your thoughts about today. Okay, I want to go back to question D in Prince George's County, because a lot of people are still a little shaky about exactly, you know, what that is. I know Brandon says, you know, vote no, but just for grins and giggles, as well as, you know, the facts. The reality is that this is going to add, if it passes, 2 at-large seats to the 9-member Prince George's County Council. Some people say it's big enough. Some people say that it'll allow more work to be done. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Carter?
Well, I mean, I think the thing about councils is, you know, they have to speak to the community. And one of those things when we talk about adding people is balance of power. Who gets it? Who keeps it? I'm not as familiar with this particular ballot measure because I haven't been as consumed with county politics. But I mean, I think one of the things that we always have to be concerned about when we start tinkering with the sizes of city councils is, what does this mean mm-hmm. for the populace? And does more work get done? Mm-hmm. Or does this create another opportunity for gridlock and other kinds of things?
Well, I think Dr. Carter is on to something. You know, the opponents of this say, listen, this is something that's going to add about $1 million in terms of what taxpayers are going to have to kick out for these 2 extra
every year
at large seats. Right. You really aren't. We know you aren't mm-hmm. focused on a particular part of the county. So, again, totally. Opponents say, look, this is just an at large person who's going to be holding to builders, not so much the constituents, because who are your constituents? The whole county. So whoever gives these at large elected officials, if that happens, money, many opponents feel like that is the kind of legislation that will be pushed. So the thing that I'm hearing in the county is just sort of my unofficial polling is I haven't seen a whole lot of people who are supporting this.
Let me go to the phone lines quickly. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Daya calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Daya. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say I had a great time voting today at LaSalle Backus Education Center. I was in and out. Everyone was friendly, and I just hope that, you know, Hillary wins today.
Okay, where is that? Is that northeast, southeast?
Yes, sir. That's in northeast. On Briggs Road.
Okay, thank you so much, Daya. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. About to give my own phone number out there. Israel calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I mean, mine wasn't really smooth sailing. I live in Northeast Washington, D.C.
What happened?
But I voted I don't think mine had nothing to do with Hillary or Trump. Mine was more or less like I voted against statehood for D.C. And, like, they kept on saying that I was outside the blocks. But, like, I did it perfectly, like, 5 or 6 other times, you understand? So they finally got it on that aspect. But I think, other than that, it was cool, but I just think, I don't know, maybe I'm just overlooking it, I don't know.
Okay, well, at least you got your vote in, whatever your position was. So, Israel, thank you so much, I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Andre, calling from Baltimore, big change at City Hall coming your way. What's on your mind? Andre, are you there?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
I'm doing just fine. Yeah. What's on your mind? Yeah.
Actually, I'm in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Okay. Hold your thought, because I want to keep you on, because I've got to take a break, and I want to hear from you. Also, Cheryl calling from Bladensburg, Linda calling from D.C., and Raquel also calling from Maryland. Please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. Do not hang up. Also, lines are still open. We're going to take as many calls as we can, even after 7:30. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This special edition of the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio.